announcing the departure of the Transcontinental Holiday Flight International Musical Melodies. Would Deborah Cox please report to the flight desk?
Well, it's a happy Monday, which means it's time for International Musical Melodies with your tour guide, Damon Cox. Now, I have an apology to make on last week's leg of the journey. I made a mistake, and unlike a lot of travel companies, I'm going to correct that mistake straight away. It seems that we took a wrong turning when we should have been listening to Autumn in New York, as played by Buddy Cole. So here is what we should have heard last week, which is Autumn in New York.
Thank you.
Apologies there for that slight backtrack, but at least you've now heard the track Autumn in New York, Buddy Cole. Now let's continue where we should be, which is our trip of the journey from Mexico down to Brazil. Now, are you for melody or accent on rhythm? Well, this next piece comprises of both. Arranged by one-time organist Ronald Hamner, it's called Viva Mexico. It was published in 1951, and what Ronald Hamner used to do was combine many great themes associated with a place, and featured in this arrangement is the Mexican hat dance, La Golondrina, and the list goes on. And here to play that is Reginald Porter Brown. And straight after that is a tune which I can find absolutely nothing about. I can't find any reference to a composer on an LP or anything like that, but I do know it was a favourite of Gerald Shaw. And it's called Adios Mexico. And here to play it is Gerald Shaw. But first, Viva Mexico, holding on to your hats with Reginald Porter Brown. Thank you. Viva Mexico with Reginald Porter Brown, followed by In a More Mellow Frame of Mind, Gerald Shaw with Adios Mexico. Well, from the sounds of Mexico, we travel to the group of islands known to all of us as the Caribbean. This exotic place is home to lots of Latin American rhythms, as you might imagine, so the rest of this week's show is going to be very much in a Latin American feel. First up is a tune called Cuban Cascade, written by a chap called Espinoza. Again, I can find nothing out about this song, no copyright entries whatsoever, but all I can tell you is that John Mann has recorded it, and that's who's going to be playing it on this week's show, which was released in 1957 and written by Irving Berge. The song appeared on Harry Belafonte's album Calypso. Many said, including Belafonte himself, that the song was popular in the West Indies long before it was actually put pen to paper. It's believed that the song is compiled and modified from many folk songs to make a new song. Nonetheless, it's a delightful calypso-style piece of music, and here to play that is Tom Hazleton. But first, the very lively Cuban Cascade and John Mann.
Thank you.
Well, as we leave Jamaica behind, we travel east to Port-au-Prince, which incidentally is the title of our next song, written by Bernie Wayne in 1956 and made famous apparently by Winifred Atwell, Nelson Riddle and Frank Chatsfield and his orchestra. We then leave Port-au-Prince for Puerto Rico and a tune written by Efro Lanny. Now, I can't find anything out about this chap, but the only published piece of music I can find is this tune called Puerto Rico in a book called Tune Time for Electronic Organ, which was arranged by George Blackmore, and that's who's going to be playing that piece of music. But first, Port-au-Prince and Jelani Eddington. Thank you. Port-au-Prince with Jelani Eddington and Puerto Rico with George Blackmore. We now travel way south into the heart of South America and to an area in Bolivia called Santa Cruz. A descriptive tango was written in 1944 by Fred Hartney, Sidney Stodden and Joes Payne, and that's what we're going to hear next, played by Donald McKenzie. Well, as we leave the summer evening in Santa Cruz behind and Donald McKenzie, we end this leg of the journey in the heart of Brazil down in Rio de Janeiro. First up is a tune called Holiday in Rio, and I'm sure that many of us could do with that right now. Now, I can't find much about this piece, but it was arranged for concert band. And in the description, it says the party atmosphere of the beaches in Rio de Janeiro is famous worldwide. Holiday in Rio brings this party to life and right from the first bar conjures up a Brazilian spirit on the concert stage. No one will be able to resist the infectious rhythms of this exciting piece. Well, it's certainly very exciting when played by Lynn Larson. And to end with, perhaps the most famous of all Latin American pieces, Brazil. In fact, it was originally entitled The Watercolour of Brazil when translated and written by Ari Barroso in 1939. In fact, the song was composed when Ari Barroso was prevented from leaving his home one rainy night due to a heavy storm. Initially, he wrote the chords which he divined as vibrant. The original beats sang on his imagination, highlighting the sound of the rain on the syncopated beats of fantastic tambourines. According to him, the rest came naturally, music and lyrics at once. he declared to have felt like another person after writing this song. Well, it's certainly gone down around the world as a classic, and here to play that is Richard Hills. But first, that's Holiday in Rio and Lynn Larson.
Thank you.
Holiday in Rio with Lynn Larson and Brazil with Richard Hills. Well, that brings this little trip around the very Latin American musical rhythms of the world to a close. We've got one more show to do on our musical world tour, and we shall be focusing on music written about places in Britain. So from me, Damon Cox, your tour guide, it just leaves me to say stay safe and take care.